Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a video and podcast platform that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Today, I'm delighted to welcome an old friend from Calcutta, a very, very senior professional, Mr. Soumya Acharya. Soumya, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ashu. Very nice to get in touch with you after such a long time.
Thank you. Soumya is the founder, chairman of eTrans Solutions Private Limited. He's an active leader in telematics and logistics. And he was the former managing director of Indian Container Leasing Company Limited. So Soumya, at the outset, tell me, what would you say are three key milestones in your life or your career?
Interesting question, Ashu. You know, Ashu, before I get to that, I'll just give a brief background of myself. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you the kind of contradictions I have lived through all my life.
Okay.
My father, a brilliant student from Mamensing, now in Bangladesh, mm-hmm. After his school final, he got involved in the revolutionary freedom struggle.
Oh, wow.
And then he was arrested and he was life interned into cellular jail in Andamans. Mm-hmm. Lived there for 7.5 years in a single cell before Andaman was made free of the political prisoners. And mm-hmm. and while in Andaman, he got indoctrinated like many others in Marxism.
Okay.
So after he came back, he didn't study further. He continued his life as a completely communist. Mm-hmm. Till the Communist Party got divided in 64. Mm-hmm. And he didn't join either party and continued publishing an ideological magazine called mm-hmm. Marxist View. My mother also, she's from a very legal illuminary family from Rajshahi, which mm-hmm. is not all Bangladesh.
Right.
In college days, she also got indoctrinated in Marxism, mm-hmm. left Bangladesh, came to Calcutta, got involved in various political movement, and sometime in between they met and they got married and I was the child.
Wow.
So I lived my life, my early life, in a very interesting situation where I lived with all the old communists who had a whole lot of value system mm-hmm. and a different kind of a lifestyle altogether. Mm-hmm. I was very much involved in, I got selected for both Jadavpur and IIT, but I didn't join IIT. I joined IIT for a month or two, then I left and joined Jadavpur in the same discipline, chemical mm-hmm. engineering. In college, I got involved very much into political activism. Mm-hmm. A couple of years, even after my graduation, I was kind of searching for my answer before mm-hmm. I took up my professional life. I'm an atheist and a communist. That's where the contradiction always has between my professional and entrepreneurial ambition yeah. Yeah. and my personal ideology.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
And when I joined IBP, as you understand, mm-hmm. I'm from a vernacular medium background, mm-hmm. uncertain about myself 2.5 years after my graduation, wasn't doing rather well, and there was a whole lot of pressure from my seniors, my managers, who were the old guys, not very professionally with any integrity. Mm-hmm. There was a whole lot of pressure on me to start collecting money from them, mm-hmm. from the dealership network.
Wow. Okay.
And that got my probation extended. At some point of time, my boss came and offered me my part of the booty. Mm-hmm. So I had a choice, either go along with him or mm. put my foot down. I did the next. Mm. Very luckily, the IBP management stood by and a couple of guys lost their job. Mm-hmm. And a brand, Soumya Acharya, ethical brand of Soumya Acharya got established.
Fabulous.
After that onwards, nobody has disturbed me in my life.
Amazing. Amazing.
But this is my first life milestone. Mm-hmm. My second one was 10, 12 years from there, I was doing pretty well in IBP. Mm-hmm. One of the star performers. I was group public relations and coordination manager, mm-hmm. working with the chairman, high profile job. But by then, oil industry job has become very monotonous. It's mm-hmm. become a distribution and inspection company. And I was feeling a bit throttled. I was a lot of monotony. Mm-hmm. Then one of the group companies, executive director, Mr. Guha, it's no more. He asked me, Soumya, I have a division which is not doing very well. but I think it can be turned around. Would you be interested? I did a bit of market survey. I felt this could be a good challenge. It was a division with about 25 people or 30 people losing about 12 lakhs a year.
Okay.
Challenge. Turned around the company, the division, made good profit before I moved to London. And that today is the largest profit making division of Bamalodi.
Wow.
This was my second milestone. Came back from London. I was the managing director of Indian Container Leasing Company. While working in ICLT, a little earlier also in Bamalodi, I came to know very intimately the Indian logistic industry. I became friends with all the big guys.
Correct.
Because we are a neutral supplier, so all the big guys were a friend of mine, and I could see that none of them had any professional way of managing a company. It's just, once the truck is outside, it's more a Bhagavan Bharose. And I found that this whole industry is standing on the investment made by single owners. 80% of the trucks were owned by people owning 1 to 5 trucks.
Right.
And they had no control or no position in the industry. They were exploited. Actually, there were two guys who were exploited in the industry. Either those guys putting money in or the customer who pays for the inefficiency. And that gave me an idea of starting something disruptive in the industry. And a very good job, excellent job. And I was 52. That could take me till retirement. But again, I took a very, very, very bold decision at a very old age, based, driven by my vision of creating a disruptive platform.
Very nice.
That was my third. I'll go for one more. While we started this, the company started doing very badly because, which we'll probably discuss as we go along. And though we started very well, we got Bharat Petroleum as a joint venture partner. Bharat Petroleum Venture Infotech, two joint venture partners with an individual, something which is unheard of. By 2005-06, BPCL offered to take over the company without the other partner, with me as a chairman and 10% equity. It was very difficult because I had stopped taking salary while I was paying everybody my salary. I stopped taking salary from 2001. So 5-6 years, no salary. Here's a chance that I have salary will start again. But somehow my urge to be free and do what I wanted to do pushed me. Finally, I did not take the offer.
Okay.
And they offered me the company in the same terms, more likely to do the last rights. And that was my last.
Very interesting. So now let's talk about eTrans Solutions. Tell me, over the years, you know, from your time at ICL to eTrans Solutions, what, in your opinion, have been the changes in supply chains?
In supply chain, the main changes that have come in terms of large corporates, they are very, very aware of the productivity seepage and possibility of improving their finance utilization by addressing different issues within the supply chain. They have focused on procurement, procurement management. They have focused on the in-plant supply chain extremely well. But that's more for the large corporates of the life of Levers, Maruti, Tata Steels, the world. In one place which continues to be neglected is on the when the cargo is out of the plant. That's one area none of the corporate, excepting one or two, have really looked at. It is still dependent on the truck driver, who is the CEO of the truck and who's really not qualified enough to look at the different productivity areas.
Correct. Ultimately, it's that last link in the chain which has to be strong, isn't it?
That's how, and this is just not the last, because, you know, 60% of your logistics cost is incurred there only.
Correct.
And as you know, India, we spend 15% of our GDP in logistics, which is about 30% higher than the global average.
Okay.
So there is a possibility of saving quite a lot of money, and which will really be in that lane. And that's one lane which has not yet been addressed properly.
Very interesting. So, Shubho, tell me, you know, how is technology changing the supply chain business?
Well, we are one of the technology companies in the supply chain.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of companies that they are in these areas. Like we put in GPS and GPS-based tracking system, video recorder. As I told you, in the area where the corporate has a direct control, this is doing very well. In the secondary area, there are some interventions, but major interventions have yet to come. That's where was our vision of creating a disrupting freight exchange.
Mm-hmm.
That was the original vision, which is yet to come. Some investments have come in, but nobody has really pursued.
Why don't you tell me about your vision and what were the things that you wanted to do differently?
My vision was when I looked at the supply chain or the transportation, very specific, the transportation area, I found a whole lot of productivity seepages.
Mm-hmm.
Trucks were standing anywhere and everywhere. There was no, once a truck goes out, there was no control.
Correct.
And there were a whole lot of non-value adding intermediaries who are making quite a lot of money. Whether it's transport company, the broker, the transport company manager, some other intermediaries. So my whole objective was to create a freight exchange.
Mm-hmm.
We worked quite a lot, created the platform.
Mm-hmm.
Let's create a freight exchange where the individual truck drivers or truck owners can offer their service directly into the platform,
mm-hmm.
and the corporate will be in a position to directly procure from them. Which is where 20-25% of the money which is getting today into non-value added intermediaries would come into the main system, can be shared by the truck owner, the corporate, and any other, the cost can go down.
Mm-hmm.
So this was what the objective was. My first mistake was to get swayed by the offer of BPCL and chain today. Maybe that was because I was already 52. I didn't have that. And moment I did it and the company started not doing well, we approached fund managers, we realized that nobody is going to fund the company.
Mm.
Because, you know, they know that if their objective is to exit.
Mm-hmm.
And for exit, if a government permission has to be obtained, nobody is interested.
Correct.
In that. Mm. And one of the reasons why I said no to BPCL was in my last milestone.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to get my freedom back so that I can really get some money for the freight.
Correct.
But by then I had become 60. I approached one of my good friends. He said, Shubho, cut off 35 years, then only I can look at you. Otherwise, no way that kind of money, because freight exchange, the only thing is everything is okay. But you need to fund the working capital, which is quite a lot of money.
Yeah.
Though it's not risk. It is not that you are giving like Amazon on discount. You can tie up with the bank and do everything, but you need a couple of thousand crores initially for some time till the corporates understand the benefit and start funding it themselves.
Wonderful. So, you know, the logistics business, the supply chain business now is a very, very hot investment subject from private equity players. Everyone's talking supply chain optimization, et cetera, et cetera. You talked about one challenge, which is the last mile after the goods leave the so-called factory gate. What, in your opinion, are some of the other challenges logistics or supply chain company face?
See, there is a whole lot of restructuring of the industry, which is, again, primarily in that area only. Because, there are companies, PEs have invested in a freight exchange, which has now become an aggregator.
Okay.
Whereby there are other companies who have, they want to change the way the transportation is done.
Correct.
There is no routing system. There is no rotational driving system. This entire industry structure needs to be completely changed to be able to get value to customers. Other than that, in plant, there are a lot of IoT applications which can really revolutionize the manufacturing and distribution system. GST has helped warehousing in a big way, but you know, again on GST, the something which we had, my working group had recommended when I was in the Planning Commission working group, that create a platform where all interstate movements can be managed through.
Okay.
This can itself bring in a whole lot of money back into the system and improve efficiency. But as you know, this has to be initiated.
So, you know, now from a customer perspective, you know, I think with the arrival of the food delivery companies and the e-commerce delivery platforms like an Amazon or Flipkart, the customer expectations from a supply chain have also changed very dramatically. When I was much younger in Calcutta, if you wanted something and you went to a shop and says it hasn't arrived, you say, okay, I'll come back next week and take it.
Absolutely.
Today, if it is not delivered at the time that is promised, I get very restless. As a supply chain guru, what do you think is happening to the customer's expectations?
Hey, the customers are today, they've been pampered. Of course, they've been pampered quite a lot.
Yeah.
And their expectation levels are in a different platform altogether. There's no comparison what it was. And primarily, it's been done by the e-commerce.
Mm-hmm.
And e-commerce, I must accept and say that they have handled their logistics pretty well.
Mm.
It's a minuscule percentage of the entire movement in the country. When you and me are talking about, we're really talking about the corporate and this.
Yeah.
Whole lot of non-corporate transportation which goes on to food grains, to commodities, to everything. This is where the intervention is really what's required.
And if, as you say, 15% of the GDP of the country is being spent on supply chain, then I'm sure disintermediation can bring in much more efficiencies.
Yeah, I'm telling you, on a 3 trillion economy, 15%, which is in supply chain, of that, about 30% you can save. Which is 4.5% of your GDP you can save and bring it back into the system, provided you look at it properly. But what is required is P's. Like there are P's who try to do freight exchange. But the moment they realize it's a little long-term game, they are reluctant to be.
Okay.
Exit is faster. Exit is much more.
Okay. And one more question before I move to a few personal questions for you. You did mention a little bit about GST. And whenever I have spoken to people, they say the GST has really ironed out a lot of problems of supply chains because now there are no borders.
It has. Because, you know, earlier when you were there, I don't know, you recall, we had this local sales tax, central sales tax, movement of crude. You got to have warehouses all over. Otherwise, you know, you got to pay both. All those have gone completely. So today I can put up warehouse anywhere and move my supplies. And hub and spoke started working very, very smoothly. This part of it is absolutely for the corporate manufacturers and national players. GST has done hell of a lot.
Okay.
There are some anomalies in their rates, but that's
timing. It's tactical between center and state governments.
It continues.
I agree. So, you know, as you look back at life, you know, senior corporate professional, worked in London, entrepreneur, what would you say has been your leadership style?
My initial days, I was in the corporate structure. But there was delegation and control was a way to manage a company. But I had, from the very beginning, inculcated some style of Shomu Acharya. That's number one. Was my cabin from the day I became a manager was always open. Anybody could come in any point of time.
Right.
Even today, anybody can come in. Everybody knows. But at the same time, if anybody will come and complain about anything, my instant reaction is to get the guy against whom a complaint is being made and make the two speak in front. This resulted in the places where I have worked in, there has not been any politicization. Everybody knew, and I have no chamcha, as you call it, no grapevine. I've never believed in grapevine management. That's one part. Second part, I have always been firm but fair, a completely people-centric man. I have always believed that people, they are the people, and I have given complete autonomy. Sometimes when I've created the company, I've been very, very micromanaging. Mm-hmm. But generally, I have given people autonomy and let them run the company.
Wonderful.
And looked around from.
Wonderful.
So that's been my style.
Terrific. So Shyam, we're now going to move to the last segment of our conversation, which is some questions for you personally. My first question to you, and I think I have time for two, maybe three questions. My first question is that what are some of the core values you have always believed in?
One, as I told you, my ethical platform, sure. Values have been the foundation of my integrity. I've always believed in Nishtha. Mm-hmm. That's been my, and one of the most critical components of me. And third is respect to others.
Okay.
You know, something which is, since you've been in Kolkata, mm-hmm. you know, in my life, in my this company, there's only one guy who was older to me in age. He was mm-hmm. a peon called Mr. Raha. I used to call him Raha, mm-hmm. Hada from the very beginning. Never mm-hmm. Raha. That culture has permeated in the company. Today, mm-hmm. anybody in the company, if somebody is, even if a peon, if the peon is older, that culture is Da, and culture is respect. Wonderful. And this is primarily the values which I have inculcated in my field and followed
myself. Fantastic, fantastic. My next question to you is that, you know, after a successful career, building an interesting business, as you look back at life, what does success mean to Shyam?
Success primarily means that I have built a team of 250 people.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been paying them salaries for 22 years on the last day of the month, mm-hmm. without exception.
So Shyam, my last question to you, and this is for the thousands of young people who will be watching all your comments. What would your advice be to a young manager who's starting off, a young individual starting off on her or his life in the corporate world?
Very, very unlike Shyam Acharya, but mm-hmm. I sincerely would advise them, Karmanne Badhikarastu Ma Faleshu Kadachane. You do your work. Don't worry about the result. Mm-hmm. I guarantee the result will come.
Wonderful. And also, I would imagine you'll add to that that don't worry about the money.
Money is irrelevant. You know, in my own experience, money, there is a limit to which money has no value.
Correct.
It's the satisfaction which really. It's how you leave behind a satisfied world, satisfied relationships, environment is all that matters to you.
Terrific. So I'm going to ask you one more question. And, you know, this question, you know, you mentioned earlier in the interview that you are an atheist. And, you know, my question to you is that as you keep on building and you've started a new entrepreneurship journey at 52, who or what inspires you?
See, I'll tell you the thing which really inspires me is the challenge of creating an institution, creating a group of people, a livelihood which really helps the country. You know, there are a whole lot of intellectuals who does inspire me. There are a whole Noam Chomsky that does inspire me quite a lot. But when I get inspired with that every day today is better than tomorrow and it's going to be better tomorrow.
Very nice.
Every day is better than yesterday.
Yeah.
And tomorrow is going to be better than today. And that's how there is a continuous change towards improvement and betterment in this world.
Fantastic. Shyam, thank you so much. I've really enjoyed my conversation with you. I loved listening to your four milestones. They're such amazing milestones. I loved listening to the way you've built your new business. And I wish you lots of success in everything that you're doing.
Thank you very much, Ashu. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
Take care. All the best.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast. A platform that brings you knowledge, experience and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website www.tbcy.in to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for the brand called You.